A reading from the book of Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. And a reading from the Gospel of Mark. When evening had come, he said to them, Let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? The Gospel of the Lord. In my country, New Zealand, we are presently celebrating the New Year. This week, the group of stars, which in many countries are called the Pleiades, or some call them the Seven Sisters, rise in the Southern Hemisphere. The Maori people of New Zealand call them Matariki, which can be translated as the Eye of God. For the old people, this time was the end and the beginning of the year. When the Matariki arose, it was an indication of two crucial things. One, of great importance for a seafaring people, was the sign that the stormy season was ending and boats could again take to the water. Matariki was a vital navigational sign for seafarers, and those early Polynesians depended heavily on the sea for much of their well-being. The other thing about Matariki was that it was time to consider the use of the earth, to reflect on the past year and what the harvest had brought, and to plan the next. For this was no exploit and abandon culture. The earth was a mother who nourished them and demanded love and care. What I find interesting is the way the old people linked the Eye of God, Matariki, with the fundamental aspects of their life, putting into context the time, the season, the sea, the food, the past and the future. It was the time to recognize the source of life in the often difficult and chaotic world around them, and to make a new beginning. This week is also International Refugee Week. In recent years, there has been an enormous movement of people around the globe, sometimes fleeing perils in their homeland, and sometimes reaching out for a better life. And Western countries especially try to control this influx of people into their society, and it's always an issue whether new settlers can find a place to stand in an often alien and sometimes hostile world. It's good to recall the gospel story of Jesus as a refugee in Egypt. And to emphasize again, as St. Paul did so forcefully in his letter to the people of Corinth, that total openness and hospitality is at the hub of Christianity. If we cannot welcome our brothers and sisters from other cultures and faiths, we cannot call ourselves Christian. Matariki and migrants. How do these link with our readings today? Well, both Job and the apostles find themselves in trouble. For Job, life has become one great tempest. Jewish people saw the storm as an image of chaos and a darkness. God offers Job a new image of the storm as a newborn and vigorous infant that God binds in swaddling clothes and places in the divine plan, along with the sun and the stars, the dawn and the gentle breeze. Gently, God helps Job discover that his very real pain and trouble can find meaning only in the context of the universal reign of God. And the disciples also find that in a storm, they are rendered helpless. They have spent months with Jesus, hearing his preaching and his stories, watching his healing and his concern for others, yet they have still not heard the fundamental call that Jesus has made to them: have faith. Faith that a life nestled in personal, cozy comfort is no life at all. Faith that when we respond to God's call, we reach out in solidarity with all parts of God's world: people, the land, the creatures, the earth, the seasons, the universe. In 1969, the astronaut Russell Schweikert wrote about his experience of orbiting the Earth. Every hour and a half, his spaceship went around. At first, he said, there was excitement in recognizing particular things: the scope of the Roman Empire, the great subcontinent of India, the vast Pacific Ocean, and then coming on to the American mainland and seeing Houston, home for him, all so friendly. But as time went by, recognizing parts of the earth, he found himself shifting in the way he identified, that he was no longer waiting to see Houston, home, but that he was coming to identify with the whole thing. His focus was changing. In his own words, "You look down and you can't imagine how many borders and boundaries you cross again and again and again, and you don't even see them. There you are, hundreds of people in the Middle East killing each other over some imaginary line that you can't see. And from where you see it, the earth is a whole, and it's so beautiful. And you wish you could take a person in each hand, one from each side in the various conflicts, and say, 'Look at that. What's important?'" At this time of Matariki, as the eye of God signals a change in the season, let's ask those same words of ourselves: "Look at that. What's important?"